Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, Alicia Domiano of the BSU soccer team with us. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You guys are certainly off to a very, very good start as a team. In your mind, what's been the secret to your success?
Well, after our first couple games, we really worked well together in practice, getting our offense running, connecting up top, and then definitely working on the defense and working on our shape and staying connected in the back, and definitely have good goalkeepers in the back to back us up all the way.
Defensively, I mean, that's the position you play. That's what you're supposed to be thinking first, but let's walk us through the corner kick goal. Those don't happen every day.
No, it hasn't happened for 2 years now, so I don't know, we ran our normal little play, and the person in the front comes back and kind of picks the girl that was on the air onto the front, and the ball wasn't up in the air like it was supposed to be, really, but I was like, okay, I'll just try to get my foot on this, and put my foot out, got the foot on the ball, and it went in, and I turned, and I was really surprised it actually went in the net, so I was really excited about that.
Well, since you brought it up, I guess it's fair game now. It has been a couple of years since you've scored. Does it get frustrating?
It does, because I don't have too many chances to score, only on the corner kicks, and I know last year we struggled a lot with actually getting good corner kicks when we did get the chance, and so this year actually finishing two on Saturday's game was a big plus for us, because we don't usually score on corner kicks that often, so it was very exciting.
Were things on Sunday maybe a little too easy? And just a hunch, it's not going to be a five goal margin this weekend.
No, definitely not. Sunday's game, actually, we came in very nervous, because last year, our second time playing Crookston, it was a struggle for us to score, and we only won 1-0 last year, the second time we played them. So going into Sunday's game, we were like, okay, keep up the intensity, keep playing, we need to get some goals in. And once we started doing that, it just opened it up for us.
You guys have Winona and Upper Iowa this weekend. Winona, it seems, is always one of the top teams in this league. What makes them so good?
I don't know. They just connect very well, have very talented players on their team, and they're just always, you know, like you said, one of the best, and it's going to be a very big challenge for us, but hopefully we can pull together like we did last year and pull out a win.
Defensively, what do you guys need to do to stop them?
Play like we did last year. Definitely. Just stay connected. Definitely that's our biggest thing, staying in good shape and dropping when we need to, and marking up the, you know, they're really good players.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.